This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are doing second date update. As you two guys know, being out in the dating world is not that fun.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Not a problem. That's what I do. You go on that first date, you think, yeah, that's the one. And then for some reason, you can't get that second date. And that's exactly what is happening here today with Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
So, girl, tell us, what is going on? You emailed us about a guy you went out named Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I met this guy, Jeremy, on online on Plenty of Fish, that site, and he seemed really cool. I mean, we really hit it off, and, you know, we were talking. He seemed really cute, and so, you know, I invited him over to hang out and watch a movie. And he came over, and it was great. He's really cute, and, you know, I mean, things were going really well, and,
you know, the Netflix
started
and chill
kind of getting
working.
A little, like, hot and heavy, and I thought we were both into it, but then he suddenly just kind of stopped and got really weird and uncomfortable and said, oh, I gotta go, and left, and I haven't heard from him since, and I have no idea what is going on, what his problem. I mean, I have no idea. It was so weird.
Wow.
That is weird.
Maybe you didn't like the movie, right? I was about to say, maybe the movie choice was bad.
Oh, my gosh. So, Kelly, can you think of anything that you might have said?
I mean, I keep sort of racking my brain thinking what could have possibly happened. I have no idea. I mean, we were laughing. I mean, everything was going really well. So I really have no clue what his problem is. It was so weird. Just out of nowhere. I have no idea.
All your clothes were on, correct? Or were some already off?
I don't know. It was like half and half, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it was
in transition.
I mean, everything was going really well. I don't know. I don't know. It was really weird. I don't know what.
Yeah. What happened?
Problem. If he had a stroke or what? I don't know. It's weird.
Wow. You must be very good then. How long has it been now since you've spoken to him?
It's been, I don't know, over a week.
It's crazy. So, Kelly, are you ready? Because we're going to get Jeremy on the phone and figure this out for you.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeremy?
Yeah, this is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on, my man?
Howdy.
Hi.
Not much. Can I ask who's calling?
Sure. My name's Krista, and Shady and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, man. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm going to break the news. First of all, you didn't win anything. But second of all, thousands of people are listening to you. So now you're very popular. And thirdly, we heard you went out on a date with a lovely lady named Kelly, but you have not... I don't know. Responded to her.
Yeah.
And when we say date, we of course mean you into her place to watch a movie.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that still counts as a date, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
Okay. Yeah, and we just want to know what happened. It's a little thing we do called second date update.
That's right.
Cool. So we met on Plenty of Fish, and we decided, she suggested us going over to her place and watching a movie. We were kind of joking about that Bright movie, that Will Smith gargoyle movie.
Oh, jeez.
Because everyone said it was, like, terrible, and we were going to watch it and kind of make fun of it or whatever. Right. And, you know, we didn't watch it for very long before things started to get a little, you know, intimate. And things were working. Everything was kind of going in a direction. And this is kind of embarrassing, but she let out this ungodly fart. That kind of stopped everything.
No.
She did, and it was so loud and surprised, like long, like it had two parts, and I couldn't even get a word in, so I didn't say anything, and I looked at her, and I'm waiting for her to say something, and she just says, what?
And she didn't even say whoopsie.
No, there was no ownership. She just said what? Like it didn't happen.
Right?
But it was unignorable.
I would assume that if it was that bad, like if it had an opening and a close to the performance, that at least afterwards you would ask for an applause.
Right? Take a bow. Oh my gosh, how humiliating. For
well,
her.
Yeah, and
well,
I
and
felt
you.
Bad, but
yeah.
at the same time, you know, I just it shut all the systems down.
I bet.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, did you continue after she said what?
That was pretty much it for me. I gave a window, you know, she could have said something. We could have talked about it. We could have laughed about it. But I wanted to see what was happening there. And she pretended it didn't exist. And I was like, yeah, this is, if it's a comfort thing, it's too comfortable for me too soon, you know?
That's a little too comfortable too soon. I think it's like, isn't there like a 4 to 6 month rule before the
yes.
bowel movement in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or keeping the door open while you go to the bathroom and let the other one watch. Yeah.
Take the door off.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But
I know we all fart, but you know,
I can't even say that word.
I was convinced she maybe didn't because it was hidden. Not that that's a rule that you have to, but you know, on the first date, that's a lot to come up front with.
Well, this is definitely a smelly situation for sure.
Really?
For sure. So,
oh, that was...
you know what? I know. That was childish. You don't have to wait anymore because, you know what? We actually have Kelly on the line. Kelly, is this something that you're used to doing or were you just mortified?
You know what? I don't even know what he's talking about, actually. That's really weird.
Hmm. How can you not know? It was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know. I am actually kind of offended. I can't believe you're even saying that. I don't know what you were smoking,
but if you refuse to acknowledge it.
Kelly. Kelly, this doesn't sound like something you would lie about.
Oh,
like
man.
It sounds like she would take ownership. Like you come across a woman who would say, "Yeah, I did." So what?
Are you like repressing the memory? Is it that traumatic?
I don't even know. Why are you bringing this up? This is so stupid. I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's totally offensive and kind of crazy.
Yeah.
In Kelly's defense. Okay. You know, it's things happen, but Kelly, you should have at least owned up to it. Oopsie. He said you didn't even say oopsie.
She's saying she didn't even do it, though.
Oh, she said she didn't even do it?
No, she didn't do it.
So you think
I don't even know
him.
What you're talking about.
See, Jeremy, do you think it was just you who did it and you were just listening to your own?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
That's right.
Believe me, if I did that thing, I would have excused myself.
Oh.
Wow. I would have asked for a round of applause by the way you made it sound.
Oh my gosh, my head is just on the desk right now.
It was impressive.
Oh.
But at the same time, if she doesn't remember that, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I mean, that's just the biggest lie. I don't even know what else to say. Like, that's just...
Aw.
I don't even know. I mean, that's
alternative
just...
Alternative facts.
Well, here's alternative facts. Here's the thing. Kelly, you were interested in going out with Jeremy. Are you still interested in getting a second date with him?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Jeremy?
I don't know. If we're not in the same reality, it's going to be really tough to make it through that second one.
The relationship's too real already.
It's
too real.
You've gone too far too quick.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry that happened, but it did happen.
Yeah.
I don't even, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. This is just really...
I think I know what to say.
Whoopsie.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is time to get some loving from our girl Siri, even though it's not the nicest love, but she'll make it up. She'll make it strong for you. Definitely. Pick up the phone, ask her a question, 321-0931. You can text your question at 30734, Snapchat, Jams 931, Instagram 931 Jams. Hit us up on our Facebook page, our Friends with Benefits member page. Many, many options.
Go many, 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 many options.
Go to Shady's new place.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Maybe not.
No.
All right. We have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Emma. Siri, listen, me and my husband are looking at remodeling the house this spring. Well, that's always a good deal. But yeah, seriously though, what do you think about that? Should we do that on our own or should we hire someone?
This is a tough one. Adding onto your house with a remodel seems like a great idea because you get to keep the old parts of the house that you liked and add new areas for less money. But the problem is that anytime you try to remodel a house, you will find new things that need to get fixed and it will end up costing way more money than you initially thought it was going to cost. Another issue is that it will take way more time than you thought it was going to, which will put a ton of stress on your family. If you have a bunch of extra money laying around and your family likes camping and have finished construction projects for months at a time, then you should definitely remodel your house.
For sure. We remodeled our basement in our old house in Kalamazoo. That cost us 10 grand.
That's a lot of money, Krista.
Well, what are you going to do? We didn't end up staying there very long after because we ended up moving here, so we'd even get to enjoy money well spent. All right, we have Claire on the phone here with her question for Siri. Love it. Go ahead.
Hey, Siri. My boyfriend says he has no crazy exes. Do you believe that?
Ha 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 ha. Yes, all exes are crazy and I have bad news for you. Odds are that if you are an ex of someone else, you are crazy too. Nobody has ever ended a relationship because it was too perfect. The key to relationship success is managing your craziness. Instead of driving by your ex's house at night to stare through their windows, just like all of their pictures on Facebook at one time, that'll get your inner psycho out in a way less illegal way. Problem solved.
For some reason, I bet you have a lot of crazy exes, Shady.
I have quite a few. You know what? I was actually thinking about changing my number just because of that. I actually had one girl chase me in my front lawn in a Jeep once. With her Jeep. Yeah, that was...
Oh my gosh!
That was exciting.
Really?
Good stuff. Yeah, great stuff.
You're so lucky, though. To
lucky?
Have a girl just love you that much.
We can call it love.
Get ready for the Madison ladies. It's going to happen. All right, we have a text here from Nicole, a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, listen, whenever I use the computer after my husband, I notice that the search history has been cleared. Why would he do this? I know why he does this, because I do this. Anyway, is he hiding something? Oh, it's fun.
Your husband is deleting his internet history for a couple of key reasons. Some people think that it is because he has been looking at dirty websites, but that is not generally the case.
That's me!
It's not the dirty porn sites that he is embarrassed about. It's the sites that are way more embarrassing, like pictures of squirrels wearing human clothes or instructions on how to get rid of nose hair. Guys look at incredibly random things on the internet when they aren't paying attention. Oh, and they also look at dirty ass websites too, which they don't want you to know about.
Shady.
You know, there's a plethora of things that I look at on the internet, but
yeah,
naked women would be one of them.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It's funny. I was actually on your phone and I saw a plethora of them.
There is a plethora.
Shady's like, please don't judge me. I'm like,
that's my word today.
You're good. Plethora. I like
plethora.
It. All right. We have a question here over Instagram from Jesse. Siri, listen, I tried to read this book for school, but I almost fell asleep. Why is reading so boring?
Ha 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 ha. Reading can feel boring to you because you are probably dumb as and you don't read enough, so it takes you way too much effort to get through a book. Was that too mean?
No.
Oh well, sucker. You asked for it. Seriously though, if reading feels like too much effort, it means that you have a weak imagination from being spoon-fed entertainment on mindless things like your TV.
Yeah.
Push yourself a little bit and try to do something that takes effort. Your brain is like a muscle. You have to work it out. Don't let it get fat, lazy, and dumb.
What's the last book you ever read, Shady?
I was just gonna say, Siri just hitting the feels. I'm tearing up over here. I don't like reading, so I think it's boring, and that hurt. Apparently, I'm dumb. Well, she didn't say dumb. She said dumb as.
It's okay. You can accept it. You can accept it.
I don't know.
Come
wipe my.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.